So we have to try, inshallah, make up our mind that we're going to try, and as I say, at least 40 days. Doesn't mean we did it once, now we mustn't do it again. We must try, inshallah, try to increase another 40 days, another 40 days. At least we must try to spend more and more time in the company of the mashayikh. Then inshallah we will see more and more benefit. That the atharat of all other things will come out of us, and we will learn the mizaj of the mashayikh. And even we notice that if you come there in the beginning, like in Ramadan, there's a different feeling. But at the end, after all the sohbet of the awliya, there's a different feeling. We all notice it. It's not only because of Ramadan. Ramadan has its atharat and its good effects. But especially the company of the mashayikh, after a while, it normally, we notice many people, according, they just come and they benefit. We heard of the mashayikh. They just come and they get khilafat and they go. And those are special cases. But normally it takes time for us, for all the effects of the surroundings to come out of us, and the effects of the mashayikh to come onto us. Then we will actually see that benefit. So that tool as sahbat, that remain as much as possible in the company of the mashayikh, this will have a great, great effect on us. And that's why we should always try that once in our lifetime, as Hazrat say, that at least 40 days we should try to stay in the company of any of the mashayikh, of our mashayikh haqqa, and especially our Hazrat Daman Barakatum. And we'll see that inshallah this will benefit us. And that 40 days should be spent not doing anything else. It should be only spent on worrying about yourself and trying to make your islah, trying to let the nazar of the sheikh fall onto you. You know, when the sheikh looks at you, and those who went to Karachi and they said to the Hazrat Hakim Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, his eyes used to shine so much. Nobody could actually look directly in his eyes. Ran Saki was also there. He said that his back was paining a lot. Hazrat just looked at him one time, all that pain went away. So much, that gaze of the, and then his tears, how he used to just cry. It's just, those are moments we will remember always, that in the company of the pious, that so much good effects we feel, and that will last for our lifetime. Like Hazrat was mentioning yesterday, that we need that nur of muhabbat. That such times comes that our taqwa will also fail, that we need that nur of the nur of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this year comes when we sit and continuously sit as much as possible in the company of the mashayikh, then inshallah we will see it will benefit us in our this life, qabr and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to remain with Hazrat as long as possible. And actually we desire, we want to stay in Azadville actually. I made niyyah to, and I was looking for a girl to get married, a girl nearest to Hazrat as possible. So that is one excuse there, we'll go, we'll leave the family, and we go, alhamdulillah, if Hazrat's dua, we got a place near, by Brits, 1 hour away. So that's how we can come, not time and again, to Hazrat. But we always love to be with Hazrat, love to be in Azadville. As soon as we get to Azadville, all our questions have been answered. We get all our questions in one majlis. Hazrat answers everything basically. But then we need that extra sohbet. We need just to stay in that company, in that environment, and it will benefit us, inshallah. It benefit so many people we saw in Ramadan, and all over the world they're taking so much benefit, and we feel that we are right here and we're not taking benefit, and we feel sad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a great wali like our Hazrat Mulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damar Barakatum, and we not taking benefit. It's only our own evil and our own, it's only for our own destruction. The whole world is taking benefit, like Brother Shahin was saying, from 98 countries they listen in Ramadan. So much the people are listening so eagerly to Hazrat, and we take Hazrat for, you know, take advantage that Hazrat will always be. But we should try and stay as much as possible in the company of Hazrat, and all other mashayikh, inshallah, we will see that good atharat and the good effects and the effects of all the wrong things will come out of us, and we will become like the mashayikh, inshallah. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man is on the way, is with those people he loves. We should love the mashayikh, we should be with them, stay with them, then inshallah we will see that the good effects of the sohbet and their company will rub off onto us, and then we will see the benefits in this world, qabr and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Jazakumullah khairan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Inshallah, every year in Ramadan, we have a 40-day program, especially in the month of Ramadan. Mashallah, many, many brothers are coming. We give an open da'wah to whoever wants to come. But besides that, throughout the year, any person wants to spend 40 days, 2 months, 3 months, anytime, whatever he is free. Some people cannot manage in the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, the facility is open. The brother just inform us before that. Inshallah, he can come. We will make the arrangements. And as much time as possible, any person wants to spend. Alhamdulillah, we had one Maulana from Bangladesh who spent one whole year in the Khanka also, in Azadwal. And there are other brothers who also come, spend 40 days in different times of the year. So inshallah, whenever, especially the youngsters in the holidays, they are free, 20 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the whole holiday also. Yeah, mashallah, there are some students who also are coming in the holidays. They come and spend 2 weeks, 3 weeks in the madrasa holidays. So inshallah, this is for all of us to take full benefit. It's not necessary for us to get married in Azadwal, second wife or anything. So with our wives, even a facility is made, if a person wants to come with his family also, inshallah, he can come, and the arrangements will be made. So a request for all the brothers, inshallah, to take full benefit. Allah give us all tawfiq. Inshallah, next we will have Maulana Meita Sahab, Maulana Muhammad Meita, Daun Barakatuhum, who is the Imam, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Daun Barakatuhum, and also the Imam in the Masjid in Peter Maritzburg. And mashallah, he has the Majlis there also of Hazrat, and Alhamdulillah, he's got a library also there in his Masjid. All Hazrat's kitabs are displayed, and this way he propagates the teachings of our Hazrat. Inshallah, we will request Maulana to benefit us.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, fa'awzu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقه فأولئك هم الفائزون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من خليل. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers and elders in Islam, الحمد لله, the ayat, the karima that recited under this tafsir of this ayat, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi has mentioned, on one occasion, a certain person from Rum came to Mazirun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he saw Umar radiallahu anhu, and as soon as his gaze fell on Umar radiallahu anhu, he recited the shahada, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. So Umar radiallahu anhu was perplexed. First time he saw this person, and he asked, who are you, where are you coming from, and what spurred you on to accept Iman? So he said that he came from a place of Rome, and there one of the captives was a Muslim, and he was reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And he recited this verse of the Quran al-Kareem, that وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, that person who obeys Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's 2, 3. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And لِفَطَنْ وَيَتَّقْهِ, that he adopts taqwa. In other words, he stays away from gunas. Then that person, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, these are the people who are successful. So he said that I contemplated of this ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. I've studied the Torah. I've studied the Zabur, the Injil. And I've come to realize that this ayat alone encompasses all the three kitabs that were revealed to the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine in detail he had studied the Torah, Zabur, Injil, and in a nutshell, and in this whole the three kitabs in this one ayat that he had found. So what is this ayat? At the beginning, alhamdulillah, yesterday Maulana Lunat Sahib was mentioned that one of the signs of halawat iman, is lazzat ta'at, that a person enjoys in making the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person looks forward to making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in so many ayats where Allah mentions the ita'at of Allah and the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, one ayat Allah mentioned, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. That person who makes the ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who brings sunnah in his life, then indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, together with the ita'at of Allah, side by side, immediately is in ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as yesterday, Mufti Sadat Sam mentioned the saying of the maqula of the mashayikh, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, that adopt the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these sifat and qualities a person should try to imbibe in within himself. But there are two qualities he said that only that a person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no need for him to adopt these two qualities. And what are these two qualities? One is tawazu, is humility. وَلِلَّهِ الْكِبْرِيَا وَفِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا. Allah's greatness only belongs to Allah. So there is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humble himself. The second one he mentioned is ita'at. That Allah is not answerable to anyone. So these two qualities are mentioned. Thereafter he mentioned, the ayah carries on, وَيَخْشَى اللَّهِ, that the person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this verse particularly, that word وَيَخْشَى اللَّهِ, this, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma taqulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoint for us, apportion for us that amount of fear. And here the ulama explained that fear is not the fear that we have, na'uzubillah, for a lion or for a snake, etc. The poet says very beautifully, hai narazgi jiski dozak se barkar, usi zaati rida bas rida mangtahum. That, oh Allah, that being whose anger and displeasure is greater, that by sinning and causing disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fear, the word min tab'iziyah means part of that fear. That so much fear shouldn't come. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat Mujaddid al-Millat, Mashaykh al-Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned, that a person shouldn't be engulfed in so much of fear, where he suffers from some phobia, or from some psychological disorder, that a person all the time is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. So here the word so beautifully, min khashyatika, that amount of fear, that amount of fear that a person should stay away from gunas. There are so many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, oh Allah, give us your fear as if though we are seeing you. As if though we are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that fear will come into a person. That also, with regards to ita'at, before that, another dua of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, where he explains, on one occasion, a Shaykh al-Hadith came and accompanied Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And he asked that that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna at-tibah. And after that, warzuqna ijtinaba. That grant us your sustenance of ita'at and sustenance of staying away from gunas. So he being a Shaykh al-Hadith, imagine studying Bukhari, giving dars. So he said, nothing came to my mind. So now Hakim Akhtin Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi told him that just like a person, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no person will die hatta yastawfiya rizqaha, hatta tastakmina rizqaha, that no person will die until unless he consumes all his risk, all his sustenance, whatever is apportioned for him, that amount will apportion for him, that amount he will eat. So just like that, just like how risk is part and parcel of your sustenance, so similarly make the ita'at of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam part of our sustenance. And staying away from gunas also, stay away from gunas, make it part of our sustenance. So yeah, min khashyatika means to stay away from gunas, that amount of fear. And thereafter, under the Quran it goes on, وَيَتَّقْهِ, that the person who stays away from gunas. The ulama explained on this ayat, يَخْشَى اللَّهِ refers to the gunas of the past. So in other words, a person who did not make tawbah of the past sins, then he should have that fear. As Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Saddam al-Barakatum has mentioned, Allah did not create us to remember our gunas. Once a person, he realizes that he has made certain mistakes in life, make gunas, then a person should make sincere tawbah. But all the time now he's becoming so fearful, now he's suffering from a phobia, that what will happen to me? that we are not created to remember our gunas. Make tawbah, sincere tawbah, shed tears, whatever it is, and that's, we need to go forward. Then wayattaqi. So wayakhsha Allah refers to the past. Wayattaqi refers to the present and the future. That a person stays away from gunas, stay away from sins. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat, Mahashwari Tari Rahmatullah has mentioned, there are three things a person will benefit from people, or that taqwa will come in a person. First he mentioned, suhbatu salihin, that staying in the company of the pious people. The second one is, that istimam bi zikrillah, that the person becomes very punctual with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, he mentions that istinab and ma'asiyatillah, that to stay away from gunas. But if you look in this order, that if a person adopts the company of the pious, then automatically, then zikr will be part and parcel of your life. And automatically, inshallah, by staying in a company, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدِنٌ وَمَعْدِنُ التَّقْوَى لِكُلُّ الْعَارِفِينَ, then taqwa will come in a person. When a person has taqwa, then naturally he stays away from gunas. Hazrat Masih al-Ummat, Hazrat Masih Allah rahmatullah Ali, we know the kitab that is published for friends by Dr. Mangera Sahab, Daman Barakatu. So we have Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Qadir Hansa Sahab, who comes to our town very regularly. And every weekend when he's there, we give him the opportunity of making majlis in our masjid after Fajr Salam. Alhamdulillah, we benefit tremendously because he stayed many, many years in the company of our Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. So he gave me one kitab, where the whole compilation of the 13 or 14 kitabs of our friends has been made into one compact edition. So one of the editions is written, a special edition with regards to what Masihullah Rahmatullah has mentioned, the benefits of adopting the company of the pious people. And he mentions three beautiful incidents over there, which we'll try and share with the brothers, inshallah. One incident he mentioned, the Ma Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah, when he came to the Khanka, and Majlis started about 8 o'clock in the morning. So there was one person by the name Mala Allah Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ali. Soon as he came out from his room, Mala Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali indicated that, come sit close by him, come sit by me. So people were astonished that out of all the people, so many ulama, so many mashaykh, Hazrat chose him, selected him. Thereafter the majlis terminated, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri, the brother of Mawlana Abdul Rahim Raipuri, went to him and said, what good action did you do that Hazrat, his gaze fell on you and he told you to come sit nearby. Then Mawlana Allah Bakhsh Rahmatullahi told him that I woke up 2 o'clock in the morning, and then this thought was coming out from my heart, that inni an Allah, that I am Allah. This voice was coming out from my heart. And I made zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still that voice was not going. I was making dua and giving salah, still that thing was persisting. Then he said that soon as I came out, and Hazrat laid his gaze on me, and made tawajjuh on me, and as soon as I came and sat in his company, that voice immediately went away. So imagine just that suhbat for a little while, that gaze, or nazar. And we know that al-aynu haqqun, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that nazar, but nazar is a reality. But Mawlana Al-Qadi rahmatullah has mentioned, why do we interpret it in a negative sense? To interpret it in a good sense as well. That when a buzrukh makes nazar on you, tawajjuh on you, that fasir becomes a salih, a kafir becomes a Muslim. And likewise, a person far away from deen comes closer to deen. So then he mentioned another incident. Dr. Iqbal Sahab, Allama Iqbal, the famous poet. He was in Pakistan. And he was a person of not mu'taqid of any alim. He was a very intellectual, philosophical person. And he also was a treasurer of the Qadianis, the Ahmadi group. So it so happened that Masha Nur Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali came to Pakistan. A lot of her students were over there. So they invited Allama Iqbal that come, why don't you come, great buzruk, great alim of the caliber of Shah Nur Kashmir Rahmatullah Ali is coming. So he made some excuse. They said, no, I don't need to come sit in their company. But they told him that you have traveled the world, you are such a poet. That come, sit a little bit while, maybe some benefit will come. And you can make your own judgment. So he, nevertheless, he agreed. So he said, Allama Iqbal is saying this, that I came, I sat a little bit while in the company, then immediately my thoughts went to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That how I saw the Murideen of Shah Nawshah Kashmir rahmatullahi sitting, and with such adab, with such respect. And this thought came from mind, like just like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to sit in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if though that birds were perched on the heads. So much of tawajjuh, so much of respect, so much of adab. And then he said, the people started asking questions one after the other. And we know, Shah Nawshah Kashmir rahmatullahi alayhi was a walking library. That quoting this reference, this page, this kitab. And he said, this man's memory, his knowledge is phenomenal. So he got a little bit affected. And alhamdulillah, that's what we call the jazb. Like Mahashah Britani has mentioned one incident, a certain king was sitting on his balcony and he saw a very pious person walking. So he told people, his soldiers and his khadims, to throw down the scaling ladder. And then he told the Buzruk from the top, hold on to the scaling ladder and we'll pull you up. Then as they pulled him up and he came to the balcony. So the first question the king asked this Buzruk, that how did you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How did you get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this person said, in the same way that how I got connected to you right now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his scaling ladder, so to say, of tawfiq. And I held on to it. So this is jazb. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attracts a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls a person like a magnetic force, pulls him. So nevertheless, coming back to some, Dr. Iqbal was affected by this majalis. So the next day he comes, and then the topic of Huduth Alam came about, of the creation of this entire world. And he was on, the sutra didn't find, he was wanted to say a few things. And he asked certain questions, what do you have to say about space? What do you have to say about time? And he said, Newton has said this. So there, immediately, Hazrat Shah Kashmir rahmatullah told him that Newton had taken everything from Allama Iraqi rahmatullahi. And he attributed to himself, which is plagiarism, that he not attributed to Allama Iraqi rahmatullahi. So Allama Iqbal was again fascinated. And then when Hazrat Shah Kashmir rahmatullahi noticed, now he had won his heart over. So that is the suhbat what we are talking about. That companionship. Now his heart was on over. And then when his heart was on over, now the tawa is hot. Now you can put the roti. Now when the tawa was hot, now he told him that Allama Iqbal, I'm not happy with you. I'm very, very cross and angry with you because you are the treasure of the certain group, Ahmadi group of the Qadianis. Immediately he left the gathering. Here again we see the sohbat of the Salihin. He leaves the gathering, he goes, he gives his resignation. And he makes sincere tawbah. He comes back in the company of Shah Nawshah Kashmir rahmatullahi and tells him that thorn that was affecting you and poking you, now that thorn has been removed. I have resigned, I have made sincere tawbah. And now I have come on your part. And then, in respect to brothers, it is mentioned Allah Iqbal now changed his direction of life. All his ash'ar, etc. was in a direction like Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi. Dear Mawlana Masjid rahmatullahi, he mentioned the third incident where he mentioned about Mahashav al-Itani rahmatullahi. The certain times Mahashav al-Itani rahmatullahi used to say, I had certain objections, certain questions. For example, Haji Mdala rahmatullahi, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi rahmatullahi. He said, either three things used to happen. See, sometimes I used to come sit in a majlis. And so many times also I experienced this, brothers also mentioned this. Sometimes you got questions you want to ask the Sheikh. And sometimes someone asks the question, then you get the answer. Someone else asks this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in another person's heart to ask a question, but you benefit and you get your answer. So he said, sometimes I used to sit in a majlis, another person used to ask the question. And whatever he used to ask, whatever answer used to come, I used to get my answer for myself. The second thing is you mentioned, that sometimes I used to come and without even asking a question, Hazrat Abdullah, the ilhami, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to put in his talk, then sometimes that words of wisdom used to flow from his tongue, and then I used to get my answer. And then he mentioned the third thing. The third thing is, sometimes there was no majlis at all. It was a silent majlis. Like Mala Wasila rahmatullahi, people asked him that you are very quiet, you don't talk much. So he said, if people cannot benefit from my silence, how will they benefit from my speech? So he said that sometimes I used to just remain silent. And it happened on one occasion where I asked two questions. Then Mursheed Ahmad Gangawi rahmatullahi alayhi asked, who is asking this question? He said, Ashraf Ali. So he lowered his gaze, nothing, no answer. He didn't reprimand him, that's such an easy question, I can give you the answer right now. Or such a difficult question, I need to make some tahqiq. He just kept quiet, silent. And he said, in that moments of silence, I got my answers. So that was the sitting in the suhbat of the salihin. When Ashraf Ali Thani also rahmatullahi alayhi, people used to ask him, His people, the friends used to study with him. That after studying, they came to him, they said, what, how come did you reach such a high darja? We also studied the same kitabs that you studied. You studied the same thing we studied. Did you really go deep into these kutubs? So he said, together studying kutubs, like you, me and you and I have studied the same kutubs, where all the kitabs he mentioned. But I went the extra mile of studying and sitting in the company of the kutub. With the qab, that those pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also mentioned that people have this misconception that those people like Mala Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi, Mala Qasim Nanwati rahmatullahi, Mala Rashid Ahmad Gangawi rahmatullahi, who took bayat, the pledge of allegiance of Haji Imdad rahmatullahi. And people say now that this has benefited Mala Haji Imdad Allah, he has become an outstanding personality. He said, wallah, this is a misconception. He said that iman that all of us had, the iman, the itiqadi, the argumentative iman, the intellectual iman, before all of us had, but as soon as we sat in the company of Haji Imdad rahmatullahi alayhi, the iman became iman in zawqi, iman of ecstasy, iman in hali, the iman of us increased. The doors of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened into our hearts, and we started benefiting tremendously from Haji Imdad rahmatullahi alayhi. So as Ashraf Ali Thani has mentioned, the Suhbat al-Salihin. Then he mentioned, the second one is that ihtimam of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why mashayikh, different khankas, etc., some emphasize a lot of zikr, but what is needed is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the taqwa, and part and parcel is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is great benefit of zikr. One of Shaitan again has mentioned over here, he says sometimes a person says, I'm making zikr. Like one person came to Rashid Ahmad Gangawi rahmatullahi alayhi. He said, I'm making zikr, but I don't see any benefit. He said, continue making the zikr. At least one organ of yours is making the zikr of Allah, there is some benefit. At least your tongue is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said that in the beginning, a person might not feel the difference. He might not feel the benefit. But as he goes on, there's various stages, inshallah, you will see the benefit of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he gives two examples. He says the first one is just like a child that is born. And you look at the child, and as time goes, the child is growing, and you hardly notice. But after some time, you notice, oh, so big this child has grown. So now, there is growth in that child. So only if you compare the present state of the child to the previous state, then you realize the child has grown. So similarly, he said, spiritually a person will grow. As long as the person is making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritually he will grow. And then he mentioned another incident. He said, just like a tap that is, the water is leaking, and it falls onto a rock. He said, drop by drop, that water is going to penetrate. So now, once that water penetrates in the rock, the last drop that fell onto the rock cannot have fakhr and say, I was responsible for making that hole into the rock. He said, just as the last rock was important, similarly the first drop was also very important. So he said, from the first day you are making zikr till your last day, all, every day is very, very valuable in making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, he mentions ihtimam al-zikr, to stay in the company of the buzrugs, learning how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or zakir ku maskur tak ponchta, the making zikr, it connects you to the zakir, the maskur, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, everything has a cleanser, and the cleanser of the heart is zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter he mentions the third thing, that istinab and ma'siyatillah, where a person stays away from gunas. And then he mentions that, as Hakim Sa'ad rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in one of his manfuzat, when a person has the opportunity of sinning, and this also is a dawka of deception of shaitan, that when that urge comes to enjoy oneself in that guna, and then you think, let me involve myself in this guna, so that urge will decrease. So he said, this is shaitan ka doka. This is a deception of shaitan. He said, as soon as a person now gets involved in the guna, yes, that urge might decrease for that moment, but he will enjoy that sin. He will get the temporary enjoyment. Does that the arzi mini or is that the daimi gayi? Ye hai guna ka asar rahat zindagi gayi. That when a person commits sins, then his izzat is gone. What respect people had for him, now he becomes disgrace in a community. Allah save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with izzat. So now when a person commits gunas after gunas, when the cup overflows, then he loses izzat. And then person becomes rahat zindagi gayi. Now that becheni comes to him, restlessness, the person doesn't know what to do. So he says that although the urge will increase, as soon as a person makes gunas, that urge always will increase, and your resistance on the other hand will decrease. Like Malana Rumi Nahmatullah has mentioned that incident of that person who grew a tree, and as the tree grew, and it became very thorny and came in a sort of inconvenience to the people. So the governor told him to remove the tree. So he said, tomorrow I will remove it. Then he never removed it. As time went on, the municipality told him, you have to remove it. So as the tree was getting, the roots were getting more firmer into the ground, and more getting more bigger above the ground, and more thorny branches are coming out, this person was getting older and older and weaker as the time. So similarly, this is the asar of guna. This is the effects of guna. That a person thinks that now I'll leave the guna, but he doesn't realize that he is getting older, he's coming closer to his cover, and he doesn't have that strength now to give up that gunas. Has also mentioned, when a person resists guna, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a noor in his heart. That noor becomes the fuel of which is thrown into the furnace of taqwa. And this propels him to come closer, quicker to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gunas now, in other words, becomes the fuel to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important, that the person who stays in the company of the pious, he's become parvan with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stays away from gunas. Mala Rumi rahmatullah asks the question that when does the sun rise? Then he gives the jawab, the sun rises when the horizon becomes extremely red. So he said in a similar manner, that by staying in the company of the Ahlullah, by making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you liquidize the desires of yours. Those desires will become extremely red. Now the sun of the world will not rise, but the sun of Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat will rise in your heart. So the person becomes, gains the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important, that the person stays in the company of the Ahlullah. We are very fortunate, alhamdulillah, we got such a sheikh. And alhamdulillah, two Ramzans ago, it was a Jalsa time, I came to Hazrat, and like a big shot, I asked Hazrat, what kitas must I do Ramadan time? As if though, like, I want to make people's Islah. Hazrat said, you have to come here for 40 days. So I told Hazrat, hey, you made so quickly, so short notice, I can't come. So he said, okay, you make your arrangements, inshallah you come next year. Alhamdulillah, I can't stop thanking Hazrat that he told me to come, and what great benefit that Allah first and foremost accepted. That Allah gave me the tawfiq, alhamdulillah, to come sit in the month of Ramadan for 40 days and taking benefit from Hazrat. As Maulana Samad has mentioned, that when a person comes, inshallah, sits in an environment and in the masjid of the Shaykh and taking part in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like stages in the womb of the mother, the child now grows. Likewise, when a person sits in the company of the Shaykh for 40 days, then spiritually he'll mature and his ruh will become baligh. Like Khwaja Sahib asked Hazrat Khim Sahib, that when does a person know when he gets nisbat, connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told Hazrat Khwaja Sahib, when you became baligh, that anyone had to tell you. Raftar, guftar, or raftar, everything of yours turns, everything of yours changes. So he said, similarly, your ruh also becomes baligh. When a person becomes nisbat, the ta'aluk ma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the respected brother by sitting in the company of the buzrugs, of the pious people, and the taqwa of theirs rubs onto you, and inshallah a person will see the benefit in all aspects, whether the person is an alim, whether he is a mufti, whether he is a normal, he's a son, whether he's a father, whether he's a person teaching in a maktab, in a his class, he's an imam of the masjid, you see benefit through and through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, respected brothers, of appreciating our shaykh, and taking full benefit from our shaykh. So it is very, very, just to recap, to sit in a company, as Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned, to sit in a company of the Ahlullah, to make pabandi with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thirdly, to stay away from gunas. But sitting in a company, you will see all these things become very, very easy for a person. And inshallah, this person will come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this gathering, respected brothers, we have gathered here. And we have gathered here to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us go. And aag lagti nahi ya lagai jati hai. There is light, this fire of love is not lit. It doesn't light on its own. It's lit by someone. So this, like how fire, the quality of fire burns from house to house. So the quality of love of Allah burns from heart to heart. Just sit in the company of the Ahlullah, the Mashaykh, and you'll see our heart, inshallah, brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about love, there was one incident, Arab. There was a certain conference, and in that conference, there was a certain lady addressing only ladies, and enhancing one's love to one's husband. So she asked the question, that how many of you said, I love you to your husbands today? So few hands went up, I said, so she said, okay, all of you take out your cell phones. Everyone had their cell phones naturally. And he said, okay, now I want you to text a message. Text a message to my husband that, oh, my dear hubby, I love you. And then everyone did that. He said, okay, fine. Now I want you to exchange your cell phones because I want to see what was the response. Because every person will get the response. Maybe she'll feel shy to read it out. So exchange your cell phones and each person will give the comments that have come back. So some ajeeb ones came back. So one person wrote, he said, yeah, I love you too, but are you feeling okay? Do you need to go to the doctor? Must I come take you? Then another person wrote back, he said that, is your mother coming to stay the weekend with us? Is she coming to stay the holiday with us? Another person wrote that, don't beat around the bush. How much money do you want for your spending? One person wrote that, have you smashed the car again? But then the best one was, they said, please identify yourself. I don't recognize his number. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these qualities. The first one was to stay in the company and the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just not staying there, then the work which is given to us, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should increase ourselves, and then we should not take poison with the food which we are eating. Are we taking, committing guna and sins? We abstain from all of this. And this will come, inshallah, by staying in the company. Firstly, the realization will come in our hearts that we should abstain from sins. And then, inshallah, it doesn't become a task and a mission to stay away from sins. Just by staying in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, it becomes enjoyable to stay away from sins. Now, it becomes difficult for a person to sin. May Allah Ta'ala give us and appreciate, take full benefit from our mashayikh who are living, our Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sadaan Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Allah has given him a very great maqam and status. We should take full benefit from him. And I just remember once Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he told us when Hazrat was sick, and Hazrat never, as Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to also go, the 3 months we stayed there. Hazrat, in the 3 months, he only made two safars. One was to Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah Alayh's madrasa, when Hazrat traveled there with the whole qafila. And the second time which Hazrat traveled when we were there, is that when Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sadaan Barakatuhum came to Karachi, and then he had to go to the madrasa to give a bayan. So Hazrat said, no, if Morana is going, I'm also going. And then before the bayan, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, he told the students that this is my Khalifa. Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib is giving a bayan, and he got a very big madrasa in South Africa. And he said, that don't let his simplicity deceive you. Don't let his simplicity deceive you. May Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr. Inshallah, next we will call Imam Abdul Qadir Sahib Abayat Daun Barakatuhum, who is also the Khalifa of Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. And inshallah, Hazrat is making great effort here in this area also, establishing Makatib, etc. And in the work of the Khanka also, bringing alive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we humbly request Hazrat Mawlana to address us.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. Today inshallah I'm going to make some muzakara of the company of my beloved spiritual mentor Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahab Daman Barakatu Adamullah Fuyuzuhum Alina. That what I have observed from my Hazrat, what I have learned from my Hazrat, and how my life has changed. First and foremost, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with such a spiritual mentor. Hazrat says, when you don't make shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away. Hazrat gave a very beautiful example. He said that people used to go for Hajj, they used to go for Umrah. And many used to find it very difficult to go to the waters of the Zamzam where the actual well was. And some used to say it is very difficult to go down. The place is very dirty. We are not comfortable. So Hazrat mentioned, after a period of time, because of this nashukri, you are not even given the opportunity to go and see the wells or the water of the well of Zamzam. Because you did not appreciate, you took it for granted. And you said that to go down there is very filthy, we are not comfortable to go down. So it has become so difficult. You don't even see the well. You don't even see the water of the well. Now it is so, it has become such that you must pick up the water at the airport. Now you must pick up the water at the airport, and sometimes you have to pay for that water to be transported also. So when we have the wells of the minds of the Allah Wala, then make shukr and appreciate it. Many a times I go to Hazrat Wala. I will see Hazrat Wala is busy in the office. I can see Hazrat is busy. I will just pass by the window just so my gaze can fall on Hazrat. That sometimes is my ziyarat. When Hazrat is busy, Hazrat Khwaja Aziz Hassan Sa Mazub Rahmatullahi once wanted to see Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi. He said that Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi is resting, he's making aram. You would not be able to disturb him, you will not be able to speak to him, you will not be able to converse with him. So he said, even if I just see the face of my Shaykh, I'll be satisfied. Allah, have we got that aqidah? That just to see, it is ibadat to see the face of Allah Wala. Just to see the face of Allah subhanahu, the face of the pious ulama'i rabbaniyin and the face of your Shaykh, that is also ibadat. So I'll just pass the office, I will see Hazrat will be busy. MashaAllah, that will be the satisfaction of my heart, that I've seen my Shaykh also. Not every time you have to go and sit with your Shaykh for 3 hours and 4 hours. Whenever I go to meet Hazrat, I will ask, take permission that Maulana Mansoor Sahab will be there. Even if it's just half a minute or 1 minute, just to go to Hazrat. Give some kalguzari of what we are doing. Hazrat will always give dua. Today we must learn how to take dua from your Shaykh. One, the Shaykh will make dua for us. And one, we must learn how to take dua from the Shaykh also. Why is it so important? One is the dua of our parents. We will get barakah and blessings in the dunya and in the akhirah. The dua of one's parents, walidain, you will get barakah, blessings in the dunya and the akhirah. The dua of your ustad. Many of us don't even go and meet our ustad. We even forgot the names of our sakizai kiram. The duas of your ustad, there will be barakat in your ilm and ulum. And the dua of your sheikh will be barakat in deen. And today, who does not want barakat in deen? The duas of one sheikh will be barakat in our deen, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Once I was traveling with Hazrat Wala, and I opened the door of the car. Now, islah of ours can be made in various ways, and our contacts also are in various ways. For example, correspondence we are writing, correspondence by the email, then we speak to the sheikh on the telephone. That is one way that we communicate with the sheikh. Islah is made through that. The other way is when we travel with the sheikh. The sheikh will see our natural traits in what we have. And then one is when we go and sit in the company of the sheikh. How he sit. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah used to say that if two ulama-i-kiram sit in front of me, if two alims have to sit in front of me, I will say exactly that this person has got contact and nisbat with the sheikh and this person has not got contact with the sheikh. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah, you see, if these two alims are sitting in front of me, in a split of seconds I'll be able to say that this particular alim, he's got some contact with some of a sheikh, this person got no contact with the sheikh. So, in various form our islah is made. Once I was traveling with our Hazrat, and I opened the car door. This rumal which we normally put on our head, I took the rumal and I placed the rumal on the seat because it was a leather seat, and you know when you sit on the leather seat, on the plastic seat, your bums get nice and cold. So I took the rumal and I put it there. In me, what I thought that this is ikram. This is ikram. Take the rumal which we put on our head and then we take it and I put it on the seat to Hazrat to sit. Hazrat so beautifully just took it, folded it and gave it back to me. We sat in the car. He said, Maulana, what is meant to be put with izzat on your head? What is meant to put with izzat on your head, that rumal? How can I sit on that? Allahu Akbar. How can I sit on that? It is not possible for the sheikh to sit on this rumal. What is used? You are following? Nobody is sleeping. This is not a sleeping session. So, put the rumal on the head. Says, what you place on the head, and now you place that there, and I will sit on that. The izzat of this and the respect of this rumal for the head, I cannot go and sit on it. Allah. So this we will learn. We have to have eyes. You see, we've got eyes. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majmeen also had eyes. But what they could see, we can't see. What they could see, we can't see. We've got ears, they've got ears. What they could hear, we can't hear. That's how hadith came into sabit. That the looking, the seeing of the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and hearing what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. That is how ahadith came into existence. They could quote that they have seen this and they've heard this, they've seen this. We must learn how to see our mashayikh, see our sheikh, and listen attentively to our sheikh, remove the wax from our ears. Therefore, one of the adab is, we were in the last Islahi program, where we are of our Islah also, and Islah will continue, There is no end to Islah. Once a person says that, mashallah, my Islah is done, you must think for yourself that now, that is the beginning of my disaster. This is the beginning of my disaster. So we were in Peter Maritzburg in the masjid, the central masjid. It was the ulama program. I was sitting very close in front of Hazrat Wala, our Hazrat Wala Damul Barakatuh. Allah Ta'ala keep us long in the shadow of our Sheikh. I was sitting in front of Hazrat. And it was the ulama program. And there was some disturbance. Immediately Hazrat in his humble way reprimanded all the ulama ikram in the city. That this is a ulama's majlis. This is an ulama's majlis. Special majlis. After Asr Salah for the ulama. You are sitting in front of your sheikh. You are sitting in front of the alim that is speaking. And if this is how you behave, that you are looking this side and you're looking this side and you're looking this, every small thing. So I just said that when you are sitting, sit attentively. Today, we've got this natural trait, this is the pastime. We're sitting in the program of our sheikh, we're busy with the cell phone. Ya salam. We're sitting in the company of our sheikh, we are busy with the cell phone. How are we going to benefit from the sheikh? We're sitting in front of our sheikh, we're busy with the cell phone. Or we're sitting in the program of one of our ulama-i-kiram, we are busy with the cell phone, sending message, bringing message, sending message, receiving message. What message your sheikh is giving, that doesn't have an effect on us. We're busy with those messages over here. Who phone? What their phone for? We came for our Islam. How Islam? Islam begins here. Islam begins like this. We're sitting in the company of our sheikh, yet we are busy with our cell phones and this mail and that mail and email and this mail, but we're not even effective. We don't have conviction. Allah Ta'ala grant us that conviction. We don't have conviction that we've come for Islam and through our sheikh, inshallah, our Islam will be good. Once we're going on one safar, it was time for program. This is how we learn as we go along. We must learn. Look at the sheikh. Try to become like the sheikh. Talk like the sheikh. The mizaz must be like the sheikh also. We're going for one program. And then we entered the masjid. Hazrat made ishara to me that on the mimbar, there was either Quran Sharif on the mimbar or Fazail-e Amal on the mimbar. That removed that. After some time when you got used to your sheikh, sheikh doesn't have to give you long talks. I said, just look over there, I know exactly what it is. Where the imam, the khatib, goes and puts his foot on the mimbar and then goes up and sits. Prior to this, Hazrat had told us that where the imam will be sitting and putting his feet, how can we put the Quran Sharif there? How can we put the Fazail Amal there? How can we put the Hadith kitabs over there? Kutub al-Ahadith, wal-Mushaf, wal-Quran, wal-Karima. How can we place on the place where the imam and the khatib will put his feet and he'll walk and he'll sit? Hazrat removed it. Ba adab ba nasib be adab be nasib bad adab bad nasib. So Hazrat said that, go and remove that. So observe everything of our sheikh. Observe how you benefit. When Hazrat Wala goes to any masjid, when Hazrat Wala removes, our Hazrat removes his shoes, see exactly where Hazrat placed the shoes or where he will tell the murid to place the shoes. If you're looking for Hazrat's shoes, if you're looking for Hazrat's shoes, and remember, this is for me, especially I'm addressing myself, that deen will come in the khidmat of our akabreen and our mashayikh when we start touching and holding the shoes of the mashayikh. When you start holding the shoes of the mashayikh, then inshallah the reality of deen will come in us, inshallah. And the gazes and nazar of your sheikh and the ulama-i rabbaniyin, na kitabo se, na waazo se, nazar se deen peda, deen hote hai buzrugo ki nazar se peda. Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, he mentioned this, that how deen will come alive with the gazes of the akabreen. So if you go outside, every shoe that you look for, if you're looking for the shoe of your sheikh, our sheikh, you'll never find that shoe. Look for the shoe that is not facing the direction of Qibla, and that will be Hazrat's shoe. The shoe that does not face the direction of the Qibla, that will be the shoe of our Hazrat. The rest of us, we don't care how we take our shoes out. We throw the shoes, we make big noise. And many of us are ulama-i kiram also. And many are teaching, and we give khutbah, Hazrat said, we give bayans also. And we let drive also on Jummah. The same alim, he's throwing his shoes when he's coming to the masjid, throwing his shoes when he's coming out of the masjid. See how Hazrat, learn from Hazrat, learn adab, how the shoes are taken out, how the shoes are worn. Today we got a pair of shoes, let it not be like, become like a refugee, and somebody else has to give us socks to wear and shoes to wear. So, look for the shoes of your sheikh, you'll find it will not be in the direction of the Qibla. Away from the direction of Qibla. Up to the minutest detail, up to the minutest detail. Once we are going on safar in the Free State, and then Hazrat Maulana Siddharth Sahib, Rahmatullahi, Allah Ta'ala, fill his cover with Noor. I said to Hazrat, if you get this, give me some permission, we'll stop in this one place. I want to go and buy fruit. Because we are going to home, programs will take place there. I won't have time. Learn how to speak to your sheikh. Don't order your sheikh also. Sometimes you want to tell your sheikh to come with you. Then tell your sheikh, Hazrat, jump in with me. Come, let's go. I'll take you for the program. No. Hazrat is not in need. Your sheikh is not in need of your car. Just jump in with me, and inshallah I'll drop you down, Hazrat. We'll go together too. We'll go for the program together. That's not. Learn how to speak. We don't even know how to speak. We don't know how to learn to speak to our parents. We don't know how to speak to our wife. We don't know how to speak to the students. We don't even know how to speak to the sheikh also. Hazrat, just jump in with me, inshallah, I'll drop you off at the program. See, Hazrat is not needing that. Hazrat is not need of your car and your time. Hazrat has got his own vehicle. There's a way to say that, Hazrat, inshallah, I would love to join you with the program and my car will be available, Hazrat, if you need the car. Yeah. Follow me, my brothers. Nobody's sleeping yet. MashaAllah. So, learn this. Learn how to communicate and speak to your sheikh. When to speak and how to speak also. This we'll learn. So we agreed on one safar, so I said, give me ijazat, inshallah, I'll just buy some fruit, inshallah, because by the time I get to Harrisburg, family won't be parishan, you will have any khidmat, inshallah. I said, no problem. We stopped, we went and I bought the fruit, everything. And when we're sitting on the car at the bottom, we put our feet at the bottom, I took all the fruit and I placed the fruit at the bottom. I put all the fruit at the bottom. The other saw me, inshallah, I closed the door, I said, Bolala Siddharth was driving. Hazrat was sitting on the passenger side. I was sitting in the back. Mawlana Abdul Qadir said, Ji Hazrat, Mawlana Sahab. You see, take the fruit that you bought. Take it nicely and put it in the top. We are in need of the fruit. The food is not in need of us. Subhanallah. And happily, a person mustn't accept the Islam of his Sheikh grudgingly. Happily. MashaAllah. Say, Jazakumullah. You made my Islam. Today we are frightened. We're frightened. The Sheikh will make your Islam very, very scared. How your Islam going to be? This whole program is for Islam. From the time we come to the time we go. I said, Jazakumullah. I took the fruit. Nicely. I said, I learned something now. Took the fruit and I put it on the top. Allahu Akbar. Are we learning, my brothers? Muzakra is beneficial. Stop. MashaAllah. One suffer, we went to Yusuf Bhai. Yusuf Bhai used to drive very fast in those days. I don't know if he still drives that fast. Can't cope up with him. I was in my own car. I was alone. Hazrat was, Yusuf Bhai was driving. Allah Ta'ala give him jazai khair. How much of effort he makes, we are benefiting. I don't think one day somebody went to say jazakallah to Yusuf Bhai. I phoned him once and I told him, jazakallah Yusuf Bhai. All your efforts, we are benefiting. See? Hazrat said, jazakallah is not in our vocabulary and not in our dictionary anymore. What? Remember what Hazrat said? Jazakumullah is no more in our dictionary. We forgot. Jazakumullah. We don't even say the Sheikh Jazakumullah for what you learned. So we want one suffer, alhamdulillah. Ajib. Then after that I started pondering. So what a Sheikh we got, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Keep us long in the shadow of our Sheikh, inshallah. So we are traveling with Yusuf Bhai. We stopped at one place. And it so happened that we had to climb up a flight of stairs. Now, out of respect, I said to the Sheikh Hazrat, up, or garmi se, you all go up. But so beautifully, Hazrat said, though, you go up first. Subhanallah. Those were ulama ikiram, the kissa of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and the daughters of Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam. You understood? Isharatul Kafa. MashaAllah. How beautifully Hazrat said to me, no, you go up first. It would be out of respect that I tell Hazrat and the family to go up the stairs. But then my gaze will fall. Yeah, you understand? Don't want to make me now. Go make tafsir of this now. Gee. So Hazrat told me, no, you go first up the flight of stairs. But the respect will be that let the Sheikh go up. But the Sheikh loses the family. Aminjani's word. So you first go up the stairs. And then Hazrat will come with the family. Allah. Learn. What minutest detail, what microscopic, telescopic detail, mashallah. That first, you go up first. You think that, mashallah, what my position now? The Sheikh is sending me on the top. No, there's other Islam to make of you. You go first. Then, Allahu Akbar. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. One day I was giving ashar. I was rendering ashar at the Darulum in Azadul. And then the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And because of the rhythm of the ashar, if I did that, it would have just upset my rhythm and I would have gone off. The rhythm was not important, the adab was important. Immediately Hazrat reprimanded me, not once, I think 2 times or 3 times. But you must take the islah in a good faith. Must be happy, alhamdulillah. Hazrat reprimanded me there 2 or 3 times. At least 2 I can remember. Hazrat say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say it loudly. Don't mumble. See, some of us, when we talk to the sheikh also, we don't know whether we're swearing the sheikh. How we talk to the sheikh. So much of adab that the sheikh don't even know that you are talking to the sheikh or you're swearing the sheikh under your breath. Under your breath, you're swearing the sheikh. You see? Half the mouth, part, 1/3 out of the mouth, 1/3 in the mouth, 1/3 in the stomach. The sheikh doesn't know what he's saying also. So as I said, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say it loudly. Say it loudly. You see? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how, you see, the different forms of Islam. See, this was in the... Now and then I get a continuous use of the throat. Get laryngitis, pharyngitis. Insan, you see? We're not a machine. I sit there, did he make his zikr? Finish the zikr, alhamdulillah. Then Hazrat gave some tarheeb. He said, Mawli, he didn't say my name at that time. Then he said, you see, the amplifier is there to amplify the voice. You don't have to amplify the voice. Some of us, we all to shout and scream. Shout and scream from here. See? Shout and scream. So this was in Dalu. This was in Dalu. See the amplifier? If you don't know what is amplifier, find out from somebody what he said. One is the microphone, one is the amplifier. Hazrat said the amplifier is there to amplify your voice. You don't have to amplify the voice. You don't have to amplify your voice. The amplifier is there to amplify your voice. The sound. You don't have to amplify. Allah Akbar. One day we were suffering in the Free State. Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahab Daman Barakatu was with. As I say, always open the eyes. Remove the cataracts of our eyes. Remove the cataract from our eyes. Once Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, Allahim Allah Fiyuzum Alayna, he mentioned something very beautifully. He said that it was the beginning of the month of Ramadan. And he says, ladies got the habit to take the fingers and put it by the nose. Always. One just like this, on the hip, and one by the nose. That's a lady's normal habit, you know. So Hazrat Hakim Sahab was saying that it was the big day of Ramadan and the new moon, Hilal Ramadan, mashallah. And this woman had just cleansed the baby and didn't wash her hands properly. Shahid apne suna bhi hoga. Looking at the new moon, she said, what a stink, the new moon of Ramadan. What a stink, the new moon of Ramadan. Understood? Because all the khukhas, the impurities underneath the fecal matter is underneath. It's a technical term, fecal matter. Fecal matter is a technical term. Because you use the other term, they say, Allah, you know, it's adab. No? Adab. Yeah. Fecal matter is underneath, the khukhas are underneath this thing. So Hakim Sahab said that she didn't wash her hands properly. She changed the napkin of the child. What? Najasat nikalta hai. Do to nahi nikalta hai, najasat. So put the hands there. She says, what a stink, this new moon of Ramadan. It stinks like this. So as I said, this is the problem with us. This is the problem with us. We don't want to cleanse ourselves to look at the good. So look at the goodness of your sheikh. Look at the goodness of our qabrin and the ulama-i rabbani. Remove that filth and that impurity. And then when you wash your hands now, then put your finger there and then watch at the moon, you'll see it be different. So, we went to Ahmad Maulana's program, Zikr Majlis after Asr Namaz in Welcome Masjid, mashallah. And then we went to eat. We went to have something, some tea or something. And inside me was kashmakash, something was troubling me. I said, can never be. My Hazrat will never ever eat food without washing his hands. This is something that I can't. Now I'm holding myself out of respect. I'm holding myself. Must I open my mouth? What must I open my mouth? I just said to myself, shut your mouth and sit. Listening now. The whole kafla is there, mashallah. Brothers are there for program. I'm watching what Hazrat is going to do. What my Hazrat is going to do, because I see Hazrat didn't wash his hands. Normally Hazrat will first go wash the hands and then come and sit. Hazrat removed the shoes nicely. I had to remove my shoes. Hazrat didn't go to wash the hands. Hazrat just sat down. And we just sit. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the minds of the sheikh and mashayikh also. And they get kashf also. Before Hazrat could start eating, he just said, Doctor Saab, sometimes it is not necessary to wash the hands before we eat anything dry like samosa and bhajiya. MashaAllah. Jawab mil gaya. Khamush raho. Allahu Akbar. See? Every time now you see, what you eat one badam, then you're going to ask that the host of the house, that make tell the wife, make parda, so go, wash, go to the bathroom, wash my hands, because I got to eat, put this badam in my mouth. Hazrat said so beautifully, mashallah. He said, Dr. Saab, he says, you know, sometimes you don't have to wash your hands. This I learned from my Hazrat, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Saab, Daman Barakat, Alhamdulillah. Every time you don't have to wash your hands. Something that is dry, and you're starting, if you haven't got paraffin on your hands or methylated spirits or something, you know, Alhamdulillah, just take the samosa and put it in the mouth. There's no need now to tell the ladies, make parda, the Mawlana is coming now. We've got one badam to eat, one dry fruit to eat, so you have to wash our hands so many times and you become Allahu Akbar. Now how you learn when you go with the suits and you go to, how you learn when you travel with your sheikh. We went to Port Shepston, and Hazrat mentioned that, see, ulama, we give lots of bayan, we make muzakara also, like how we have adab of eating, adab of sleeping, tired. Adab of eating, adab of sleeping also. So he says, you know, we got adab of safar. So Hazrat said, I don't understand this adab of safar, because as soon as they open the car door, they got a cell phone on the moon. How are you? Gee. Then he's starting the car, then he's driving. So Hazrat said, when do we read our duas? When do we read the duas for safar? When do we read our duas for safar? When do we read our duas for safar? Busy with the cell phone. Entering the car with the cell phone, coming out of the car with the cell phone, starting the car with the cell phone. So when do we read Bismillah, Subhanallah, Sakhara lana haza? When do we read our dua? So Islah starts like that. See, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand all this. Simple. Our tasawwuf, our tazkiyah is mudal in the Quran, from the Quran Sharif. And so simple, Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Alhamdulillah, our Hazrat Mahabdi Hamid Sahab, Dawam Bakar, so simple. So, Hazrat said, when do we read our du'as? For example, like Hazrat mentioned, Bismillah is not in our dictionary, and Jazakumullah is not in Jizri. And Hazrat said, also say Jazakumullah khairan. This is Sabit from Hadith also. Say Jazakumullah khairan. And sometimes tell yourself Jazakumullah. Like for example, the days of Qurbani, many people ask me, where did you learn all these things? Where did you come with all this magic? I said, no, this is the spirit that is imbibed by a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That reviving of this. Before we used to make qurbani, but no spirit in it. After listening to Hazrat, going to Hazrat's majalis, look at that spirit that came. That spirit. People even said that, you know what. And the time will come when the person will ask you, how's your sheikh? Allah. Because they see you, you identify yourself, you see. And don't be afraid. Today we are afraid of Islam, like Mufti Saab. We are afraid of Islam. We are afraid to identify ourselves. We wear the specific topi or prepared. By those who follow the soccer stars, the drinkers of wine and the eaters of swine. You see that she got a tattoo, he'll have one tattoo there. He used to put the glasses and he wears the sunglasses like that, so he'll wear the sunglasses like that also. See. Then you say that is not bid'ah. But to follow your sheikh is bid'ah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. To follow that one who drinks wine and eats the flesh of swine, then you say that is not bid'ah. But to follow your sheikh, you say that is bid'ah. Sheikh will never do anything against the sunnah and the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh al-Kamil, inshaAllah. And have that full yaqeen and conviction that through the sheikh, inshaAllah, I will decide. Come to the tilawat, this jazbat of qurbani. Then he said, Mawlana, where do you come with all this magic? You see, where is this magic all you coming from? He says, no, this is all the teachings of our sheikh. We're just making muzakra. Hamare andar kya hai? Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, whenever he used to majlis, I used to attend Hazrat's majlis in Jalalabad. Hazrat looked down. Bare Hazrat ne kaha, was referring to Hazrat Hakimul Ummah, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. Sometimes people used to ask Hazrat, sab kuch Bare Hazrat, you say, hamare andar mein kya hai kya? Sab kuch jo bhi aaye inki taraf se aaye. Hamare andar to hai kya? What have we got inside? Everything is just nakli-nakal hai na? Nakli-nakal. It's just imitation. What have we got? Everything. Each one of us make muhasibah of ourselves. For example, if we took bayat 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe if my ta'alluq with Hazrat is from a long time, even long before bayat also, because I used to live in Binoni, Hazrat used in Jamestown. Look at the simplicity of our Hazrat. Sadgi. Simplicity is not the translation of sadgi also. Simplicity is not the translation of sadgi. The sadgi of our Sheikh. Hazrat's days of Rose Park, Hazrat's days of Primrose, Hazrat's days of Germiston, the simplicity of Hazrat has never changed. Sadgi. That has never changed. That has never changed, alhamdulillah. That humbleness, that sadgi. That the mizaz of your Sheikh, what is the mizaz of the Sheikh? Once I went to Swaziland, Hafiz Ahmad's place, so there was one big debate taking place on the Dastarkhan about eating prawns. So they asked me to Maulana, what you say about this prawn? That one is telling this one, and that one is telling this one. I said, if my Sheikh don't eat prawns, I won't eat prawns. Alas, I don't need to go into debate. See, what is the need to go into debate? There's no need to debate. I'm following my Sheikh, alhamdulillah. I've got etimad. I'm following my Sheikh, holding the rope of my Sheikh. I don't have to go into debate. What Imam Shafi rahmatullahi said, what Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said, and this Hanafi mazhab and Shafi mazhab, no, he doesn't eat prawns, I don't eat prawns. The mizaz of my Sheikh, I don't eat prawns. So look at ourselves, about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what we were, and now what we are. Look at the mirror, how you looked 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I look like a spook. Do I still look like a spook? There's a change has come. So as I said, there is a zahiri change also. And there's a batini change also. The zahir comes before the batin. So 5 or 10 years ago, before we had ta'alluq, what was our condition? What is our condition now? Alhamdulillah, out of humbleness I'm mentioning this, that I hear the first talk of Hazrat on the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. What an effect it had on me. Allah, maybe some 14 years ago. From that time then I mentioned to Hazrat that what an effect it had till today. I follow the same tartib of your first bayan that I heard on the tilawat of the Quran, that every Islamic day at least try, if you're not Hafiz al-Quran, recite one juz of the Quran al-Kareem daily. For alhamdulillah, 14 years that has been my tartib. 14 years of tartib. Normally we don't want to say this in front of the majalis. 14 years is one tartib. That one para a day, beginning of the Islamic month, one, the first para. And as I said, I asked Hazrat once, and how do you adjust? He said that you can adjust. It's so 29 days, 30 days, it's easy to adjust either in between or towards the end. So ask ourselves, is Quran al-Kareem tilawat in our life? Is it in our life? Zikr, is zikr in our life? So inshallah, by observing and sitting with adab, sitting of adab of Sheikh, sitting in front of our Sheikh, learn how to talk to our Sheikh. Don't command the Sheikh. Don't command our Sheikh. Don't say the Sheikh must do this and the Sheikh must do that. No. Learn how to speak to the Sheikh. Communicate with the Sheikh. What we call is adab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, inshallah. I hope the brothers, I know you just tolerated me, but they take it, inshallah. Make me maaf, inshallah. What you call this, we spend time in the khanka, spend time in safar. In safar, that Sheikh can see your movement, your walk, your talk, your chal, your chalan. Whether you come into the Sheikh to eat food or you come in for your islah also. Sheikh can observe all that. Look at your Sheikh when the Sheikh comes into the masjid also. What does the Sheikh do? Does he play around with the cell phone? Play with the window? Play with the fan? Or Hazrat will go first? And where your Sheikh sits? Our Sheikh sits in the first saf, we want to sit in the wuzu khana. What are we learning from our Sheikh? Our Sheikh is sitting on the first saf, behind the Imam, which is the most, as the Mawla Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah, used to say, that we don't even know the value of the masjid. Ulama-i-Kiram, you forgot the value of the masjid. Where are you supposed to sit? In the first saf. Our Sheikh sits in the first saf, we're sitting in the wuzu khana. We are sitting in the wuzu khana. Sheikh comes to the masjid, zikrullah, Hazrat takes out his Quran Sharif Yusuf. Hazrat takes out the Quran Sharif, and did any of us got pocket Quran Sharif? We got that love of Quran, Mushaf. Do we have our own copy of the Quran Sharif? Or are we still waiting for somebody to give us donation, bakshish? Do we have? We have our own copy, our small copy of the Quran Sharif. Then you excuse me, Hazrat, there was no Quran Sharif. They said, you can't afford the Quran Sharif. You want donation also, make chanda for you. Get one Quran Sharif, one Mushaf for you. No. Keep the Quran Kareem. Learn. Learn from your Sheikh. What are we joining the Sheikh for? Enjoy the meals, mashallah, meals you'll get. Meals you'll get also. But besides the spiritual, besides the physical food, the spiritual food also. Hazrat will take the Quran Kareem tilawat. What we do? We'll go and sit and talk. Ji, how you came by? Oh, right. Like Nataf, when you came, when you're going. You see? When you came, when you're going. So, no, Hazrat is reading Quran Sharif, what you doing? Learn. Learn. Sometimes a person sits next, takes a whole bottle of attar, wants to put on the sheikh, the whole bottle of attar, and they put it inside. No, no. Sometimes it's not muafiq also. My Ustad Hazrat Qariya Nisab, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah for his kabar ul-nur, Ustad ul-kiraat. He used to say, sometimes the attar we use is like a person came out from the toilet. Hazrat used to say that in the dars, you should put the attar as if you just came out from the toilet now. So learn how. Sometimes give the, what? Sometimes with the left hand you want to give the sheikh. No, the right hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave this note. The right hand. Give with the right hand. Take with the right hand. These are small, small things. Learn. Look at Hazrat. Everything from the top to bottom. Hazrat's dressing. Hazrat's walking. Hazrat's talking. Hazrat's eating. Learn. Learn how to learn. Sometimes the food, you must see how is it also, alhamdulillah. Yusuf I mentioned something so beautifully and we'll finish off that when they went on Safar once, there was one towel, just one towel. Hazrat went to use the towel first. Yusuf Bhai said that Hazrat only used half the towel in the Safar of the UK. The other half he left it for Yusuf Bhai goes and make ghusl so he can use the towel. If it was us, we'll tell Hazrat, give some money, I can go buy some towel for me also. See, haven't learned, you're going to spend so many years. Many Hazrat Wala says also that sometimes person stays and stays and stays and stays and stays and stays. Others come in few minutes and few minutes and few moments and few months. They come, they take and they're gone. We are still sitting, we are nowhere. We haven't started the race yet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy, inshallah, give us the tawfiq of making amal. This muzakara is no bayan. I can't sit in front of Hazrat and give bayan. Okay? And there's no bayan also. Ulama-i kiram, mashayikh are sitting over here also. Not worthy of sitting over here. It's only Allah's fazl and karam and the muhabbat and mushafat of the sheikh that I'm sitting over here and make this little muzakara. I hope I benefit from this muzakara, inshallah. I hope I benefit from this muzakara. Ilahi apni rahmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna na anjum hai hamare aur na ye shamso kamar apna. Khuda wanda muhabbat aisi de de apni rahmat se kare akhtar fida tujh par ye dil apna jigar apna. Akhir da'wa alhamdulillah.
Jazakum Allah khairan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate, to learn the true adab and etiquettes of our mashayikh, and to practice upon them. Inshallah, by having adab, the person will benefit very, very greatly. And this reminds us of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If you look at the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see a Sahabi saying, I remember I was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this happened. And I was in the Sahabat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were traveling and this happened. So this is actually an imitation of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How they would remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muridis remember their Shaykh in the similar manner. That it's actually we are making amal on that. And the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how they used to remember and reminisce about the wonderful moments they had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they benefited. Inshallah, the last program for this session. Ali Bahaji Yusuf Desai Sahab. Salaam al barakatuhum. Was first paid to Hazrat Khalifa also of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab. Rahmatullah alayhi. No. He was bed to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and thereafter he took bed to our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum. Hazrat was always bed to Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum, and he got khilafat also from Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib. MashaAllah, he's a scholar of fikr and concern to spread the teachings of our Hazrat. The kitabs, alhamdulillah, majority of the kitabs which have been published, Hazrat has donated that money also, he's given. And a lot of suffers he has made with Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Barakatum. Hazrat went to Pakistan for 40 days. Haji Yusuf Desai Sahib and a few other brothers also accompanied him. So this actually you must teach us the adab and the respect and how much of love and muhabbat a person must have to spread the teachings of his Shaykh. Like give us all tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll call Haji Yusuf Desai Sahib.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Few years ago in the Khanqa in Azadville, an alim who's linked and also a Khalifa of Hazrat came to me and said, asked me a question. He says, what is our Hazrat's mansha? So Allah put into my heart at that time that Hazrat's mansha, from what I know, is when Hazrat used to go by Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah used to always tell him, Hamara mission ko apna mission bana de. So I told the Maulana, the Alim, I said, as far as I'm concerned, Hazrat Mansha is, whatever is Hazrat Mansha is to fulfill. Make Hazrat's mission your mission. And immediately the thought came into my mind that once when we went to Karachi, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi came out from his room. He came right to the last gate. That day, those years, Hazrat used to walk a little. And he called, he put his hands on my shoulders and he said, bhai, ek lamha, ek saas, apne Allah ko naraz na karo. Ek lamha, ek saas, apne Allah ko naraz na karo. Galti ho jaye, to itna ro, jaise ki jaan nikal jaye. And Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, his teaching always used to say, and Hazrat also says, where you sow by not doing, you get rewarded. A laborer works, he toils, then he gets a salary. A professional man also, everybody works to get something. Here you don't do something. Aankho ki choriya, sino ki raas, tu sab jante hai vedniyas. Allah Rabbul Izzat is aware of every movement of ours. And Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah was saying, for one lahma, for one second, for one moment, don't make Allah unhappy. So I immediately told the alim that this is what also I learned from Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Today we all want the love of Allah. We come to our sheikh, we sit down here. Myself first. I think the biggest weakness we all have is we commit sins. And Allah cannot come into our heart that is not clean and not pure. So we have to learn and make a concerted effort daily to take stock of ourselves. Just like how we take stock financial year, we take stock. We should take stock of ourselves, not only once a year, financial year, we take stock of ourselves daily. What wrong have I done for the day? What wrong? And what good you've done, make shukr. Once we were in Karachi, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, for I think for 20 times, or maybe for half an hour continuously, he made that one person read that ayat of the Quran. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah, wa ma asabaka min sayyatin famin nafsik. For half an hour continuously, he made that person read that ayat. That whatever wrong you do, it's your, whatever good has happened is to the fadl of Allah. And whatever wrong you have done, it's your own wrongdoing. Your own khabasat, Hazrat Kim Salam Tawai said in a very beautiful way, your own khabasat, your own this. So Allah give us tawfiq to make such an effort on ourselves. We want the love of Allah, we want Allah, so that we save ourselves from our sins. And the other way, Allah gave me tawfiq to make a lot of suffering with our Hazrat. Hazrat Shafqat, that he used to take me with him. And every suffer was a lesson. I always feel that I didn't make enough qadr of the suffers. But the few lessons that I learned and the kamalat that I've seen of our Hazrat. Our Hazrat's kamalat, as other speakers have said, that Hazrat is very, Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah said, don't look at the simplicity of your Shaykh. But Hazrat himself, mashallah, whatever he does, just one little example I'll give you. We went once to Karachi and Hazrat's bags didn't arrive. It was a Thursday night. It was a Thursday and a Friday. Hazrat would normally take Kusar. Allah gave me tawfiq, I found somebody and had a pair of clothes ready for Hazrat. I thought I was, mashallah, done everything right. I had my towel, I put it for Hazrat before Jummah. So Hazrat had a new set of kurta, topi, everything. And it so happened that I left my towel there and I didn't tell Hazrat anything, so I was happy that Hazrat was there. It was my turn to go to shower, so I had made arrangement for a towel. But when I went into the bathroom, the towel was used exactly in half. Hazrat used a towel in half. I was lost for words. In my heart of hearts, I thought, Alhamdulillah, I've done everything for my Shaykh. But I couldn't see, you know, where Hazrat's nazar was. I was actually lost for words. Once we were in UK, and at that time, Hazrat used to take apple cider vinegar for health reasons. So we didn't have apple cider vinegar. I went to a shop and bought concentrated vinegar. Also, my shortcoming, the adab is actually, I should have tasted it, but I didn't taste it. And continuously for 15 or 16 days or maybe longer, I used to give every morning Hazrat one banana and I used to give him the apple cider vinegar and water. It wasn't apple cider, it was concentrated vinegar. Maybe the last day we came to London, from London we were leaving, I tasted that vinegar. I couldn't even put it down my throat. It was so concentrated, it was so strong. Now, you know, quietly I went by Hazrat and I don't know how to tell. Asked Hazrat, Hazrat, this mistake I made. Hazrat looked at me with such a beautiful smile. He says, I handu apra faida waste. All this is for our benefit. you know, he put me so much at ease. You know, I was lost for words. I felt like crying, you know, I felt like crying. And this is our Hazrat, his Kamalat. We were once in, whenever we would go to Karachi, mashallah, our Hazrat, the moment he takes out his shoes, Hazrat is known throughout the world, mashallah. And I always tell my friends that we say one-stop shop. I think nowhere else in the world, I don't think I'm exaggerating, that a husband can go, a wife can go, and a children can go with the hope of making the Islam, inshallah. Inshallah. Nowhere else in the world. The mobile madrasa, the mobile khanka that we've got, and the khanka in Azadville, I don't think anywhere else in the world where a husband can go, a wife can go, and the children can go, and they all, inshallah, can have full confidence that the Islam will be made, inshallah. So we were once in Karachi, mashallah, we were in Karachi for 40 days, alhamdulillah, Allah shukar. Hazrat, the first day we appointed time for breakfast. From that day, I don't think not one day, Hazrat was late for breakfast. 9:30 breakfast, exactly on the dot of 9:30, Hazrat was there for breakfast. And immediately after Majlis. And not one day, Hazrat was late for Majlis. Not one day, not one namaz, I think Hazrat didn't do Takbir Ola in the first saf. For 40 days continuously. And this is, you know what, istiqamat. These are the qualities that we should look for in a sheikh, and we should try and bring about these qualities in our lives. If Hazrat tells you 9:30 is breakfast, you don't have to worry, he'll be there, Hazrat will be there. If he tells you we're leaving certain time, his bags will be out, we'll by the door for you. These are things that we have to learn. So Allah shukar in that way, when we went to Karachi also, my good friend, the Shamim bhai, he used to always tell me, he says, when the big globe is on, you don't see much light from the small globe. But your sheikh is also a very, very big globe. Your sheikh is also a very, very big globe. The people, there's a lot of dreams about Hazrat. Recently we were in, one lady wrote, she said that she dreamt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her in a dream that to sit in the majlis of Hazrat Maulana or illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damad Barakatuh is like sitting in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Normally I send some medication for Hazrat. So I phoned recently one time, Hazrat asked Hazrat, he's got medication or finished. So Hazrat asked me a question. He says, how you know, so far you've been, every time you send me, my medication is just almost finished and you send it at the right time. How you know it's finishing? At that time I couldn't give the answer, but I've been thinking about it. The friends of Allah, Allah puts into our heart to make the khidmat. That's the only answer I can come to. So we can see, mashallah, what a shaykh we got, mashallah. So in this way, mashallah, the sunnah that Nabi, Hazrat adheres to. MashaAllah, each and every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat follows it to the T. And if anybody does it without sunnah to Hazrat, just gives a look, and that's Hazrat's way of making Islah. If you look at Hazrat's eyes, you can see how Islah is being made. Immediately you should take a cue from it. So inshallah, in that way, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, told me, he says, you've got a ajeeb shaykh. He says, I know him for many, many years. The things that I can tell you about your shaykh is few things. He says, one is, the Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum is a very, very deep thinker. He gives very, very good examples. And above all, the moment you tell him something in which you are right, he immediately humbles himself and accepts it. He immediately humbles himself. Maulana Rafiq Haturani Sahib Damat Barakatum last year in Cape Town, he says to me, you know what, I've known Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib from student days in Mias Farm. He says he's a born wali from those years. From those years, he says, not a day that you would find Hazrat putting a foot wrong. Hazrat, in the early days, in the very early days, 1980s, when Darul was about being built, he came Stanger. And he came with a bag, with a plastic packet, with his clothes. I'm asking Hazrat, where's the bag? Can I bring it from the car? So Hazrat looked at the bag. He showed me, this is my bag. So Hazrat is so simple, mashallah. If we can bring these qualities of simplicity, istiqamat, and try to fulfill every sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will give Hazrat the most amount of happiness and joy. What is Hazrat's mission? What is Hazrat's fikr? Hazrat's fikr is how he can take us closer to Allah. That is Hazrat's fikr. How we can find or find Allah, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.
Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring these sifat and qualities within ourselves and to bring the mission of our Shaykh It was the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to bring it into our own lives firstly, and then to spread it in the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Inshallah, now there'll be lunch will be served at 12 o'clock, inshallah. At 12:45 will be the Zuhr Adhan, and then 1 o'clock will be Salah. And inshallah, after the Zuhr Salah, the program will continue. It will be a special program, especially for the youth, and there will be a program taking place in the masjid as well. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah,